gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
And the Golden Globe goes to Jesse Buckley.
Yes, the Kerry star won, of course, Best Actress Saturday night at the Golden Globes. Ireland's own Jessie Buckley and her first cousin, Brendan Fuller, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Brendan, I'm sure there must have been huge excitement among the family.
I mean, look, when isn't there excitement around Jessie, to be honest, Joan? That comes not just from family and friends of her, but I think the whole county, and it feels like all of Ireland is always looking out for Jessie and seeing what she's up to. And that's been the way for 20 years nearly since she was on I'd Do Anything. So to finally have a crowning moment where she's in a category with Julia Roberts. And I actually remember watching Ocean's 12 when I think I was 12 with Jessie. And Julia Roberts was so famous, she was playing herself in a movie. So to see Jessie nominated alongside the likes of that, you know, status of Hollywood icon and actually winning the award ahead of her. Like, it's, you know, we're used to Jessie. Like, she's just Jessie to us. But when you see her alongside those names and then actually getting, you know, hearing her name is still, you know, I'm still pinching myself after seeing it at about 4 o'clock last night or this morning. And look, it's just amazing. And yeah, the excitement, it's never been so exciting. And now the buzz continues and people are already, you know, nudging me saying, oh, well, no, we'll see now if she can bring home the Oscar there.
Yeah, that. Well, that's, so, I know the attention turns to that. Where did you watch the, where did you watch it, Brendan?
So I was able to watch it at home. So we had a stream of an American channel there. So we were able to just watch it there. All of our family, like everyone's family, is kind of spread and sprinkled around the whole world. So like two of Jessie's sisters, one is in Australia, one's in New Zealand, her brother's in France. And so, you know, obviously she's there in LA. So we all kind of watched it in our own sort of in our own homes and everywhere. So it was an incredibly long, nervy, anxious, exciting wait. And then I was kind of thinking, right, it's quarter four now. They're still on television categories. So I was just about to head off to Labba. And then they said, and after the break, we've got the drama in film award for best female actor. And I said I'd stick around till after the break then. It was well worth it.
I'd say you're exhausted this morning, are you?
Well, look, I'm a DJ and I've two small girls, so I'm kind of used to the late night girl start.
I can imagine that the family WhatsApp group must be just hopping, is it, over the past 12 hours?
Look, it's unreal. And you know, it has been, it's two decades of Jessie just being, you know, laser focused and just so obsessed with her craft. And like, it's funny because, you know, she's on the stage. When I was watching back this morning, I was like, geez, is that Steven Spielberg that you know, congratulates her first? So, you know, we're kind of almost used to that whole thing happening. But Jessie's whole focus of her speech was the people who are actually there on set to make a film happen and be possible. Like, she prefers the nuts and bolts as opposed to the glitz and glam. You know, she's thanking the extras and the costume designers and the carpenters who put the set together, and Tomac, who must be selling pots of stew for a tenner a pop, I'd say, wherever he is. So, look, that's why she loves it. She loves the whole craft of it. So it's amazing. Then I think that she just sees herself as being able to have the privilege of, you know, entering these different worlds and characters and bringing their stories to life. And I think it's her own passion, her own taste. She's never kind of looking for a blockbuster or a mainstream hit. She's looking for what connects with her and how she can, you know, really connect with the character of the story. And it's now with Hamlet, it's such a beautiful story, such a powerful story that it's kind of rippling throughout the entire world. And it's just unreal seeing it actually happen, you know, and everyone else kind of resonating with her. So, look, it's unreal. It is just kind of Pinterest territory, and we'll be happy out in this bubble now for another few weeks.
Oh, absolutely. You'll be dining out in it for a long time. Have you been talking to her since, Brendan? Since the announcement?
Not at all. Look, I mean, I sent a message, all right, but I was trying to calculate the timings of, you know, obviously she's in LA, the Golden Globes is happening. She mentioned her husband enjoying the cocktails and the canapés on offer. So I imagine that they had a nice break and a nice celebration last night. So we'll be catching up with her whenever we get the chance. But it's been a whirlwind. I mean, there's always the excitement, but this buzz behind Hamlet. I mean, I've been hearing about the potential for awards like for several months behind the scenes before it was ever announced. You know, so it's just unreal, kind of feeling the momentum starting to build and then it actually happening, because, you know, you're kind of thinking she will win us and they're thinking, well, she might not. And then she did. You know, it's just unreal.
It's fantastic.
Hearing her name and seeing her on the stage and just giving a great down-to-earth typical Jessie speech, like, because she is just Jessie, you know, and I think that's her real talent, is that she is brilliant at pretending to be other people, but then at the same time she's even better at being herself
it's probably harder
to do, you know.
I suppose that's probably the nicest thing I think, Brendan, you could say about anybody, that they actually just play themselves very, you know, carry themselves very well as well. Fiona Crowley is joining us, Brendan, of course, from the Fiona Crowley Stage School. Fiona, you've known Jessie from a young age. When she was on stage at the school, was her talent clear?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, so just delighted to be on to speak about our lovely Jessie. And I got goosebumps when I just heard that clip there of her getting the award and that beautiful song by Stevie Wonder saying, "Isn't she lovely?" Yeah. That couldn't have epitomised her better, actually. So it was lovely. That was just a lovely moment. But Jessie actually worked with us. She was in school in Thurles, in a wonderful school. So she wasn't actually part of our stage school on stage, but she worked for us when she came here to Killarney. And she was just so lovely to the children always, which was so important to us in the stage school. But even at that stage, you could see that the children looked up to her because, you know, everything she did it with grace and humility, but she also did it with such talent. And we must remember that at that stage, she was only 16 or 17. So I became very friendly with her then because she joined the Killarney Musical Society, fantastic society here in Killarney. And she got the leading role that year and she graced the stage in the INEC, the Gleneagle Arena, and won an award through Ames for that. And actually, I used to bring her home every day from rehearsals and the shows because her mum and dad were very busy and all her siblings were in the stage school. So there was a lot going on for them. And I was free at the time. And we often talked about, you know, a career in the arts, you know, both of us kind of dreaming about what it could be and really never realising what it was going to be. But, you know, even though you're surprised by everything, it actually down really is not a surprise because, as Brendan said, Jessie is Jessie. And at 17, she was standing on a stage in the BBC studios. I had a huge privilege to be invited while she performed in the BBC studios in the Andrew Lloyd Webber programme. And she just...
This is for the I Do Anything.
Yes,
the Graham Norton. Did you accompany her over to that?
Yes, I did. Well, she invited me, which was such a huge privilege to be asked. Her mother accompanied her every single week over there, the lovely Marina, who's a beautifully talented woman as well, and her lovely father, Tim, who's a great poet and artist. And I was invited to go over and support her. And that was such a huge privilege, Andrea, because I had been with her in the Killarney Musical Society. She'd worked a little bit for me in the stage school. And then to kind of go to this big stage with Graham Norton, who is a band and man like myself. I'm a band and woman.
Right.
And, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and to be amongst these titans. And she just held herself so gracefully and so beautifully. And, you know, she was only 16 or 17. And when you think she wasn't even old enough to vote, you know, and there she was representing, you know, her family, representing Killarney, representing the Musical Society, representing Kerry with such fantastic grace. And it was so lovely then to just see, you know, her beautiful journey that she's been on. She's come back to visit us in the stage school once or twice, and we've been so privileged. But just that beautiful journey whereby, you know, she still stands for what she believes in, and that's in being herself, you know. And I would reiterate what Brendan said, you know, the man who she wanted to thank last night at the Golden Globes, the glitziest party in LA, was the man who made the soup and was cutting up the vegetables in a tin pot. You know, that is testament
to the
woman.
It says an awful lot, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When you, you know, knew her, I suppose, and watched her at that younger age, even in her teens, though, Fiona, was she always, did she always stand out as an exceptional talent?
Unbelievably talented, and has a magnificent voice, a beautiful stage presence. You know, film aside, she had that magnificent basis all the time that I was in contact with her. And I thought it was a wonderful move, actually, that when she didn't win the I Do Anything show, which normally the people who come second are never heard of again. How ironic is that? But that when she didn't win it, she went back and, you know, she took it all back and then started retraining. So she knew that even in and that shows the humility of the person. That
and the maturity,
she
I suppose, as well.
1,000,000%, yes. And knowing that she was really good at her art, but there was also stuff that she could learn. And isn't that the making of a character? And when you hear her even speaking now in her interviews about Hamlet, she talks about what people have let her believe in, what people have let her do in order to create these characters. So she's constantly learning. And that is a magnificent sign of any person. And that is why she is the star. She is, you know, it's quite obvious. But that talent was there from a very, very early age. And you could see that it was shining. It was just shining. You know?
Councillor Marie Maloney is joining us too, Fiona, on the line today. It's a magnificent story for Killarney, Marie.
Absolutely. And just good afternoon there to Brendan and to Fiona, who we all know so very well. You're in the Kerry area. Yes, I think Fiona and Brendan have just captured the essence of Jessie there in their comments. She's just was one amazing person. We first got to know Jessie back in, I think, the year 2000 when she came in the children's chorus of Joseph and the Amazing Tiffany Coloured Dreamcoat. And subsequently then, as Fiona said, she came in 2008 and she was cast in the lead role of Lucy Jordan in Carousel and went on to win an Ames Award, which was really was an early recognition of the talent that she had. She just she was just a joy to work with all the time. She took direction, be it from the musical director or the director or anything to do with the show, the costumes, props, whatever, she had, makeup, whatever it was, she did exactly what we would have asked her to do. And she loved every moment of it and did it. And as I said already in another interview earlier, she was always bubbly and friendly and full of life and a little bit of development thrown in as well into the mix. And I think listening to her interview on the television during the week, I said to myself, that's the Jessie we know. The little bit of development is still there, the little bit of fun and the crack that we would have with her. And she's just one amazing person with such a passion for what she does. And I think passion is the word that's what she,
terrific,
absolutely possesses in spades.
I presume whenever she gets an opportunity to come back to County Kerry, Marie, there'll be, some, I'm sure, celebrations for her to welcome her home.
Oh, well, certainly there will, but I don't think Jessie has a lot of time in her hands now for coming, you know. So I have, when I was Mayor of Killarney, I did ask that a civic reception would be granted to her whenever we could get the chance to get her home to do it for her, because we're also proud of her here in Killarney. We're also proud of her here in Kerry. You know, she's one of our own who has become just a megastar, and having worked with her and having known her over the years, we're all just so delighted for her. She's really achieved her goal in life. That's what she wanted. She was so focused on what she wanted. And I think, as Fiona said there, we have to remember she was 17 years of age. The night she finished the finale night of Carousel in Killarney, she stepped off the stage and went straight home to get into an hotel or however she travelled, maybe get ready for the flight the following morning to be in London for the BBC I Do Anything, you know, live performances. She's just amazing, really. You know, we are very, very proud of her. And I think that, as I said already this morning in other interviews, the Oscar would be the cherry on the cake, and my goodness, but it is such a big cake at this stage because she has so many awards.
The attention turns. And Brendan, yes. You mentioned that a few moments ago as well. I suppose all eyes now will be on those Oscar nominations.
Yeah, well, look, we're just hoping to introduce Oscar to Sam Maguire, and hopefully not for the last time either. But look, it's unreal. It's a great bubble, and there's people messing that this is the Munster final that we won, that we're looking for the All Ireland. But look, it's unreal what she's achieved. I think at the very least, she has the Golden Globe. She has the global recognition, and I think everyone around the world is kind of copying on to what an amazing talent she is. And I think the reason she connects with so many people, I mean, we've seen her fan page has 30,000 followers, and they're from all over the world and everything. It is that strand of a genuine character that just seems to connect through the screen, no matter what she's doing. If it's an interview off the stage or, portraying some character from whatever era it is, she just has that way of connecting and inspiring and moving people. Yeah.
And so humble by all accounts for any of the interviews I've watched, which is such a lovely trait. Patrick Osborne is with us, author and screenwriter based in County Kerry. When did you first come across Jessie, Patrick?
Yeah, well, I mean, congratulations to Jessie. That's an unbelievable thing even to be nominated.
Let alone win it.
I first probably met her when Marina, I got married in Killarney. So I'm a blow-in, but I know all the callers. Actually, two of my kids went to Fiona's school of acting. Yeah. Maybe they should have kept her up, because Fiona's brilliant. But when I got married in Killarney, the organist was sick, and actually Marina, so Jessie's mum, she stepped in and she played the harp, and she's an unbelievable harpist
and also singer.
So that was actually very, very unusual to have, here comes the bride done with the harp and all, but she was brilliant. But you can see Jessie was surrounded and supported by such brilliant people. And I know we did have that old adage that, it takes a village to raise a child and whatever, but you can hear all the other callers that they're brilliant. Killarney is such a wonderful, Kerry, but Killarney is such a wonderful hub for this talent and for this rolling up the sleeves and everyone get behind it. And the thing is, with Jessie, you can have all the talent in the world. You need all that support behind you. But then she has such determination to follow this dream. And as I said, some people don't recognise, she's an absolute phenomenal singer, as well. So it's not just the acting, and I don't mean just the acting, but she has it all. Comedic. She's a comedian as well. She's brilliant. Like Wicked Little Letters with Olivia Colman. Like, that was absolutely sensational. Wild Rose, then she got the chance to be a Glaswegian country and western singer. I don't think there's anything she can't do.
Yeah. So you weren't surprised then when she was cast in Hamlet, obviously, in the role?
Yeah, well, the book is brilliant. Now, I haven't seen the film, but the book is brilliant. But what I've been told about the film is that it's not dialogue heavy. So therefore, that sometimes you can have brilliant dialogue and it's easier for an actor. But when there's not a lot of dialogue, it's your face having to act. And my God, can she act also with expressions and all that? And that's not an easy thing. That's another level even again. And she has that, and it's brilliant. Look, for Paul to be getting such the nominations as well. It's fantastic for Ireland, in general. I'm sure they're all Kildare. They're very proud. But Kerry are really punching above their weight with Jessie, and she stood up for. And as I said, would we all love to see her winning the Oscar? We're out of doubt, because she's such a humble, hardworking, extremely talented person. And just delighted for
that'll be the focus of the attention. Well, look, I've no doubt there'll be further tributes throughout the course of the day, but for the moment, Patrick Osborne, Marie Maloney, Fiona Crowley there, and Jessie's first cousin, Brendan Fuller. Thanks a million to you all for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.